Hello, it's Rich Wilson of Morgan Creek American Floor. It's December 12th, and it is 7:30 GMT, late in the evening here. We're 4 hours plus for that, as we've crossed four time zones since the prime meridian. We are past the Ile de Creuset, and we are heading east-southeast towards Kerguelen Island, the islands plural, and we've got about 30 knots of wind, generally, 25 to 30, sort of thing, and making incredibly fast speeds, and it seems just unnatural. I was just emailing my friend Eric Bellion, who's out here too in our little group, that it almost seems unnatural to be going these speeds, almost generationally, having grown up with boats that would go 6, 7, 8 knots, 8.5 knots, maybe 9 knots on a big surge. Would just be sitting 3, 17.4, 17.8, 18, 30 knots of wind with two reefs, and that was the boat's call for one reef and the fractional Janneker. So I'm well under, and we're still for an hour of average 13.8 knots, and all of that's been under canvas. So that's kind of what's going on out there. It's unbelievable. Occasionally, you know, like every one of the last several nights, we've had some cloud go through where the wind shifts 40 degrees and suddenly the boat takes off in another direction. Of course, the wave train is still set up. A previous wind, so the chaos multiplies, and everything's dependent on the pilot, that's for sure. The autopilot is hanging in there tonight, and I've been emailing with and Alan Rohr out here, and Alan was saying he has to slow down because he can't stand the speeds either, but he's going even faster than he was, and so is Eric, and Linda is just off the charts going fast. It's not what I grew up with, and it's hard to make that transition, but we are going along. The reason to push along is that there's a big depression coming along in a day and a half, 2 days, and we want to try to get set up for that, and if at all possible, get past the Kerguelen Islands, and in particular get past the shelf that extends out to the north where it gets shallower, and the seas are forecast to be 3 to 4 meters in the in this depression, but that's the forecast holds. So what we've seen, the sort of the center of all of this is going to be fairly big, and so the lesser winds in the middle of it, like the eye of a hurricane. Although this is not a hurricane, but in the eye there's much less wind, and so my goal is to try to set up so that the center of this would or pass over us and give us a bit of a respite rather than being out on the edge of it where it'll be blowing 40 and more probably, because most of these group files are understating the case by maybe 10 to 15%, I think was Johnny Bruneau's estimate. So anyway, that's it from here. Made a nice repair of the hydro generator and that back into service by hanging out the stern hatch last night while the boat was going about 18 knots and hoping that one big wave wouldn't crest into the lazarette while I was doing it. Couldn't reach the leg of the hydro generator to put a line in there from the deck, so I had to do it. That was the only possible way to do it. Pretty leery of it because it could have a lot of water into that stern compartment, and that would have been very bad. That's where the autopilots are and the solar regulators and so forth. So taking a bit of a risk, but we have the hydro generator back in service now anyway. So that's it from here. It is cold, 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 and more cold. And we've got every piece of clothing I have on the boat on right now, sitting in the cabin, and it's cold. And it's not going to get warmer for a long time. So anyway, that's it from here. Great American 4, off and clear.